This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am going to throw a phrase at you here as we get going, and it's going to sound like a lot, but we are going to walk through it real slow-like, all right? The phrase is inverted yield curve. Now, the regular yield curve is a chart of the yields, the interest rates, of U.S. Treasury bonds, all the way from 3 months on the short end out to 30 years on the long end. And with a regular yield curve, the yields, again, the interest rates the government has to pay, on, say, a 10-year bond are going to be higher than they are going to be on a 3-month bond, which makes sense, right? The government should have to pay you more for locking up your money for 10 years than it'll have to pay you for 3 months. For the visually inclined among you, and yes, I know this is radio, but I'm trying to help you out. For the visually inclined among you, the normal yield curve slopes up and to the right. An inverted yield curve is just like it sounds, when yields on the short end, 3-month treasuries, are higher than on the long end. And lo and behold, that is where we find ourselves today. The curve of the 3-month and 10-year treasuries today is inverted. Not a lot, but it's definitely not normal. And it's worth noting because when the yield curve inverts, it can mean a recession is in the offing. So after all that, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson actually gets us going.
We have to be careful not to read too much into an inverted yield curve too quickly, says Kathy Jones, chief fixed income strategist at Charles Schwab. The yield curve has been bouncing around a little bit. It inverted a few weeks ago and then again over the last few days. And Jones says that's driven by a couple of things.
One is that the Federal Reserve has raised short-term interest rates over the course of the last couple of years. So those have moved up.
Meanwhile, long-term rates are moving in the opposite direction.
There are signs that the global economy is slowing down, maybe the U.S. economy is slowing down, and that's helped pull down long-term interest rates.
But the inverted yield curve does not guarantee a recession. Menzi Chen, a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has analyzed the data, and he estimates
the likelihood right now as of May 2019 for a recession within the next 12 months is about 40%.
He says if long-term rates remain below short-term rates for a while, or if the gap between the two widens, then the likelihood of a recession increases. James Camp is managing director with Eagle Asset Management.
If the yield curve stays inverted for, we like to say, 10 to 12 trading days, it's consequential. If the yield curve stays inverted for more than 10 weeks, it is almost a lead pipe cinch that we're going to see a significant economic slowdown.
Still, the yield curve is not destiny. Camp says even with a sustained inversion, the Federal Reserve could intervene, cut rates, and change our economic course. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.